Merry Buckmas. Give us something on your trip to Point St. Lucie.
Merry Buckmas.
Do you think they could? That facility's pretty cool. I mean, it's all fairly new, but I haven't been there, but I hear it's really nice.
It was very nice. I had, and thank you for the call, Moore. I appreciate it. I had a great time. I got down there Friday, so I left, after the morning show with Jerry, made the flight, JFK, the 1140, got down there, did the hit for SNY, 5:30. I got a little tour of the facilities there. One of the guys behind the scenes at SNY took me on a little tour. It's incredible. I've never seen anything like the backfields, the mounds, and all that stuff. I had never seen that before, so it was pretty cool to see the facility. And then Friday night, I mean, I don't need to go over the whole detail, but hung out a little bit with Terry Collins and saw Todd Zeal out, and it was Friday night was a pretty crazy night. Saturday, I had dinner. This is even wild for me to say, but Saturday, Terry Collins picked me up at my hotel and brought me back to his house. We had dinner, me, Terry, and his wife, and just hung out there Saturday night. And then Sunday was the meeting with Buck. And it was fine. Like, I didn't want to make a big deal of it. I thought the Mets did a nice job with, and I wore my Merry Buckmas sweatshirt, of course. Mets did a nice job, setting that up. And I was kind of just waiting around and then the media scrum with Buck, and then I was waiting afterward. And then, of course, Joel Sherman, the jerk that he is, has to go in there. Joel Sherman, my favorite part of the weekend was just ignoring Joel Sherman. Like, he thinks he's some big deal. Nobody cares, Joel. Please, nobody cares. God, the guy's got an ego as if he's a major league player, and he's not. Anyway, so I'm waiting around for Buck, and the Mets PR was supposed to bring him over to meet with me for a few minutes. After the media scrum, but Joel Sherman hops in. Oh, Buck, can I talk to you for 5 minutes? So he goes and talks, and now I got to sit around and wait for him. Whatever, I don't care. And then Buck finally came over and couldn't be nicer, and we were just, BSing about whatever. We talked about the Diamondbacks, and I don't even know how that came up, but when he was, running that whole thing and talked about baseball scheduling and whatever. And then at the end, I was like, all right, I don't want to take up too much of your time. And I shook his hand. I said, Merry Buckmas. And then he started laughing. And was like, I know, I hear you yelling it. And I see the shirt. And I try not to, it's like he didn't want to acknowledge the hoodie because it made him embarrassed. But it was great. Best part, though, was for the game Sunday, I was sitting with Terry Collins again because he was doing some scouting for the Marlins. And Billy Epler came over to say hello to Terry. And then I introduced myself. We ended up sitting together the whole game. It was me, Terry, and Billy Epler. And let me tell you something. Billy Epler, he's the man.